So, a high school reunion is when, after you graduate, after 5 years, you go back and you see the people you graduated. After 10 years, you go back and you see the people you graduated from high school with. 20 years, you go back and you see the people you graduated from high school with. So, this is a story of Michelle and Ben, and they are a married couple, and they are discussing whether or not they should go to their 20-year high school reunion. So listen carefully, and then I'll go through and explain some of the expressions. And the transcript will be posted in PDF form there at the blog, eslpage.blog-city.com. So go get that, go download that, and you'll have that. So you can see the words and the expressions. Okay, here we go. Michelle starts. Are we going to go to the high school reunion or not? Ben. I can't believe we graduated 20 years ago. There's no way I'm going to the reunion. Why not? Come on, it'll be a great time to reminisce with everyone. We'll get to see the old crew. We haven't seen these people in ages. I am not in the mood for walking down memory lane. I hated all the cliques back in high school. I don't want to see any of the jocks, geeks, and headbangers we went to high school with. Come on, don't tell me that you're not even a little bit curious to see how your high school sweetheart, Jackie Franklin, looks these days. I think you're more curious to see her husband, your old flame, Johnny Ellington.
Okay.
Johnny was cute.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. You've seen that I've clicked on comments. That's another feature. As it is a mixture of blogging and podcasting, by clicking on the comments, you can. Anybody can add a comment, maybe just a congratulation, a sentence, on the performance of the speakers or anything that boosts the creator's confidence and energy to go on producing podcasts. So this is another one. Then this is you're going to find them both together, which means that the Podomatic. .com, you'll find the episodes themselves, and in the other side, you will find the exploitation of that and the scripts. So, this is a combination of blogging and podcasting with the exploitation already provided. Then, I have included one which I'm not going to make you listen to, but I just want you to read the introduction, which is enlightening. So here I have English as a Second Language podcast. Are you looking for a fun, easy way to improve your English? Would you like to speak English more fluently? Would you like to increase your listening comprehension? You've come to the right place. With English as a Second Language podcast, you will improve your English by listening to native speakers talk and discuss topics of interest to you. You'll learn new idioms and expressions, and learn to use them the way native speakers do. So you have here, have a look, podcasts, target nationality, podcasts, level, intermediate, content, general, kind of English, North American, USA, target age, anything. All ranges for you to choose from. So there's no way you can. At this stage, ignore the possibility and the potential all this has for language learning. Next one is Jimmy Wales. I don't know whether anybody is acquainted with Jimmy Wales. Jimmy Wales, do you know Wikipedia? Okay. Jimmy Wales is the creator of Wikipedia, which is a big thing to say. So, in this site, in which you will find lots of interviews, he's been interviewed, and I would like to just show you a little bit of what he had to say about Wikipedia. So, you see, you have the photograph of the people who have been interviewed, then you have, of course, names or a blurb, which you can read to see what it is going to be about, and then where's he? Here he is. You have watch online, download audio, download video. So let's watch online, which is the fastest way. And then, of course, if you want to, you can download that into your hard drive. So this is video podcast.
In 1962, Charles Van Doren, who was later a senior editor at Britannica, said, "The ideal encyclopedia should be radical. It should stop being safe." But if you know anything about the history of Britannica since 1962, it was anything but radical. Still a very completely safe, stodgy type of encyclopedia. Wikipedia, on the other hand, begins with a very radical idea. And that's for all of us to imagine a world in which every single person on the planet is given free access to the sum of all human knowledge. And that's what we're doing. So Wikipedia, you just saw the little demonstration of it. It's a freely licensed encyclopedia. It's written by thousands of volunteers all over the world in many, many languages. It's written using Wiki software, which is the type of software he just demonstrated. So anyone can quickly edit and save, and it goes live on the internet immediately.
Okay, sorry to go fast again. Then we're going into EFL and ESL types of podcasts, and I want you to have a look at the next one. Again, this is a very comprehensive site. We're not going to listen to any of these, but I just wanted to show you different categories. Can you imagine what everything you can do with all these? You have English podcast, ESLpodomatic.com, and then you have so many options to browse and decide what to use and how to use, and some of them have got the exploitation already provided. So that is up to you to go through these sites, which I'm going to put up for you to browse on the list once I finish with this presentation, so that you will all get it. And then we have different genres. We have podcasts which are not exactly or definitely or specifically meant for EFL. And for those, for example, those classes in which you have people who want to be exposed to different kinds of genres, maybe if you're teaching ESP English, and then you can have a look on business, on environment, general, movies and films, news, sports, lots. And there you have another podcast directory, which I'm not going to show because we still have a lot of things to see. What are the benefits of classroom podcasting now? Well, podcasting is cheap. Once you have your PC, you only need to download software which is free to be able to aggregate these podcasts or to produce your own and send them up into cyberspace. And of course, you need a microphone if you want to record one, and a microphone is less than 20 pesos, so it's not any expensive. It invites a global audience, and we have seen this together. It encourages no-frills communication, which means that it's not the same as producing, for example, a video in which you will need distracting frills or producing a multimedia presentation. In this case, you only need to concentrate on content, on what you have to say, and nothing else. It is digital storytelling, and we all know that everybody likes stories, and stories have been passed on from generation to generation from the times of the caves. So children and adults all enjoy being told a story. It provides a window into the classroom, and this is for the first time in the history of education, parents will have a direct link to what their students do in class. And of course, we can show parents how much we work. It can be interactive, and it should be interactive, because if you allow your students and you encourage your students to produce a podcast, they are likely to get comments from students and teachers from different places, which of course is for them quite an exciting experience. It can be creative, and it should be creative, and it can be fun, but it should be fun. So we're going to see possible uses of podcasts in educational settings for distance learning, to improve listening skills by frequent practice, mainly for those students who really need more exposure to the language and who ask for that, so you can send them to different sites where they can have this practice. To raise confidence building, again, there are many, many students who really need this boosting. So by providing them with a source of listening activities or listening excerpts, they can get used to listening and develop their listening skills. Then to facilitate self-paced learning, again, for students who want to learn on their own. For remediation of slower learners, you know that there are some learners who need more exposure than others, and there are some other learners who need or who want more exposure just because they are highly motivated. So this is another possibility. For students with reading and or other disabilities who need, again, more practice. For multilingual education, to feature guest speakers from remote locations, and this is very important. Imagine the possibility of inviting someone from anywhere, a native or a non-native speaker of English, who can reach your classroom and talk to your students. And of course, if you have a multimedia area, all the better, because you can take your students to the multimedia area and everybody can be in contact with the message itself. But if you don't have that chance, then you can record everything on a CD and you take the CD to the classroom, or you can record it on a tape and you can take the tape to your classroom. So chances are that you can't miss this and ignore the existence of these tools nowadays. To allow these speakers to present to many classes, imagine having one podcast which you can take to different classrooms. You don't need to, ask many speakers to record different things. To spare the tedium of lecturing yourselves, to offer a richer learning environment, to spur students into action. Examples. Audio walking tours. Imagine now that Rosario is, a tourist center, is becoming more and more visited by people from different cities, then we can ask your students to record an audio walking tour mentioning the most important or the highlights in Rosario. We can have our students record their funny, agreeable, daunting experience. We can ask them to interview friends or member of the family, maybe someone who speaks English well or who has an experience which he wants to talk about, and review local restaurants. Now, again, that we have so many good restaurants with menus in English, maybe students want to do some sort of tour around different restaurants and then make a compilation of different menus in English, or ask somebody in the restaurant to record something for them. Or broadcast your band. In the case of those students who have a music band, they can record something, their band, so that all the other students listen to what they have played. This is good for girls. They can start a gossip channel talking about artists, talking about soap operas they prefer. This, for girls, could be a good, appealing topic. Then they can create an audio international cooking show, again, describing recipes and from different countries. If you get in contact with other teachers, and you can have this combination of a podcast and a blog where they can also produce their own recipes, so you can exchange information. Current events and local news, again, which can be compared with the same news as produced in different countries, if you have the option to get in touch with other teachers. And this is why I'm always advising teachers that the first step towards coming to this should be that of contacting teachers through discussion forums, through listservs, so that you start getting a closer relationship with a reliable person with whom you can carry out a common project. Then traveling experiences can also be included. These are just examples and ideas which I have jotted down to include, but you can think of many more. Movies also, reviews of movies they have seen. So using podcasts, well, could be in class and or for homework. And I have included something which was also produced by Elizabeth Hanson-Smith, who is another member of this group I belong to. And, okay, there it is. See how Elizabeth has listed different possibilities or what she does in the university she works at. She says it's integrating ICT into the modern foreign language classroom with iPods. The iPods are used by the students and professors in the following ways. The students listen to audio clips based on their workbook and textbook, as well as dramatic recordings of four short novellas, because they are learning Spanish. Their target language is Spanish, but they are English. So they read text files which accompany the audio material to further improve their comprehension. They record dialogues and keep a weekly oral diary using an attached microphone. They explore the use of Spanish language podcasts. They interview native speakers. And then the professors, what they do. I'm not going, again, you'll have this site. I'm not going to read everything in detail because we'll lack the time to finish with everything I have collected for you to see. So I have also included a step-by-step guide, in fact, too, so that those who are interested in plunging into the experience have here the possibility of following a step-by-step guide. Okay. What's needed? Well, a computer with internet access, a microphone, audio recording software, podcast receive options, a server space, and that's it. Types of ELT podcasts now. Authentic podcasts are those podcasts which have been recorded by native or non-native speakers of the language and which deal with authentic language. And one good source is Sushi Radio. And Sushi Radio provides you with a chance of listening to two teenagers, a boy and a girl. He's from England. She's from somewhere in America, from Spain, I think. And they produce podcasts and compare cultural differences. I mean, they speak about their own cultures. And that's a good source of inspiration for students as well. And then Notes from Spain, which I want you to listen to. Notes from Spain. Let's see. Well, you see, this is a podcast directory, but I want you to... This is 47. Can you imagine? Now, this is episode number 47, so it's been going on and on for a long time now. Let me see if you can listen to this. Right now, sometimes servers are down and it is not possible. Maybe we've been lucky so far. Let's see if it comes out. Okay.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Notes from Spain. I'm Ben Curtis with Marina Diez, as always. And today we've got a very interesting edition, because We've come all the way down to Granada. We're going to do a proper Granada podcast another day, but we've used it as a base to head deep into the Alpujarra Mountains, just the other side of the Sierra Nevada. Now, we've both recently finished a book called The Almond Blossom Appreciation Society by Chris Stewart, who's very well known initially for writing Driving Over Lemons, a tale of moving down to a rural existence in the Alpujarra Mountains. Now, Driving Over Lemons was incredibly successful. I think it sold over 1 million copies. And that was followed by A Parrot in the Pepper Tree, and now this latest book.
So you see, this is just to give an idea of the kind of different kinds of podcasts you can come across when browsing the web. Then there is another one which we're not going to listen to, but which I have also included, which has lots of interviews to use with authentic podcasts, right? Which you can use with advanced classes. Then we have the teacher podcast, that is podcasts made by teachers to use with their students. For example, this one, which we teachers are likely to enjoy. It has to do with grammar, and it has to do with vocabulary as well, and English idioms and slang, and let me see, join the club, for example, the one who has recorded this explained the meaning of the expression of this idiom and uses it. And then you have the script as well. It's uploading, I guess. Hopefully, yes. Anyway, you will have the script ready to be used. And
Hi, this is English Idioms and Slang. You hate getting up in the morning? Well, join the club. Maybe you should start going to bed earlier. Join the club. So you weren't very happy with the recent presidential elections, huh? Well, join the club. Join the club. What does it mean? Join the club is a phrase used to express sympathy for a common, unpleasant experience. You want to let another person know that they're not alone in their dissatisfaction.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, back to the presentation. This is another one which I really like very much, which is Getting Late from School, and which I would like to show you, or rather allow you to listen to. This is, again, you will see lots of interviews, and in this case you have, again, English Cafe and Meeting a Deadline, a Love Letter. So which was the one making a... I cannot remember what was the one I had. English Cafe, I think this is the one which I meant to make you listen to. It's buffering, so anytime it'll be starting. Well, error? Oh, sorry about that. So I'll pass. Okay, I won't click on any other. It's just to show you different choices that you have up the sleeve. Then integrating podcasting into the modern foreign language class, some tips for you to bear in mind. And we are not going to listen to this either, because I want to show you some student podcasts. This is the Barwell Road Center podcast, which has been made by a group of students and which I like a lot, and I have myself subscribed to this one. Well, this is a group of students. You have a photograph there. And you see photographs, text and the icons standing for the audio files, right? So let's see, just listen to a little bit of this recording here.
Hello, this is the Bardwell Road Center podcast, episode 21, September 14, 2006. The podcast for English language students by English language students at St. Clair's, Oxford. Hi, my name is Goran from Montenegro. We are students at St. Clair's, Oxford. In this show, you are going to hear students from GeoFi talk about their first impressions of Britain. This is Alexia from Belgium. Hello, Alexia.
Hello.
What do you think of the shops in Oxford?
I think they are very good and better than in Belgium. You can have all the shops that you want, and it's good.
What do you think of driving on the left?
So I think that it's a bit difficult for me to see the car, because in Belgium is the people drive on the right.
What do you think of the weather in Britain?
I think it's like in Belgium, almost all the day it's raining, but it's okay actually. I know this weather, so it's not a problem for me.
Okay, so let's go ahead. And next is room 208. We're not going to see that one, but it's on the list again. And then English Conversations, which is a good site to see and browse, because it has lots of true, authentic conversations to listen to and to exploit. And then we have Kids Stories, a very nice site with stories for kids, which you can use again. And some of them have been recorded by students themselves, some others by teachers, just to use in class. So you see, then you have stories, how to, then kidding, feedback. You can go there and have a look at everything that it is, you see, everything that is available. There, if you click there, you'll find one podcast. Then if you go on scrolling down, you'll find more with the stories that they tell. Then we have Fjordan University, which is another good site to browse, and English Caster. But then I want to go ahead and talk about educator podcasts, which are meant for teachers, so that if you go there, you'll find lots of maybe tips on how to do anything connected with our profession. It's eslabout.com. Maybe some of you are acquainted with the site. It is for teachers, really. And then there is another one which I marked to show you, which is from Fordham University. And you have this. Listen now. It's the latest episode provided by teachers, recorded by teachers.
Welcome to Podcast for Teachers, Tech Pod, Volume 2, Number 4, Episode 55, Tooth Pods, New Pods, and Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Live from the Bronx in our satellite location, this is www.podcastforteachers.org. More ed tech you can use today and tomorrow. And in this episode, we present announcements about the new iPod, the Zoom from Microsoft, the Toothbrush Pod, and PFT news for our listeners, along with backpacks and digital media. Join in the conversation of ed tech you can use.
And welcome to Podcast for Teachers. My name is Mark Gura, and sitting with me is Dr. Kathy King. How are you, Dr. Kathy?
Doing pretty good, Mark.
All right. Well, shall we do it again?
Sure.
You know, we don't often discuss the actual devices that people listen to podcasts on, but it's all over the news. I want to jump right into this extraordinary article from the Daily Mail. Now, that's a tabloid-type newspaper from the United Kingdom. And this little article here that totally amazed me.
This is going to change every morning for you, every single...
Okay. Enough about this one, even though it hasn't been very, very thorough, inclusion of complete podcasts, but we don't have the time to listen to them all. And then we have one which I really want you to listen to because it's been made by the creator of Learning Times. Remember that environment which I told you that you should visit quite often because it's a compilation. It's very comprehensive. You have places to visit, discussion forums for teachers, and you have the chance to have this personal office. So Jonathan Finkelstein is the author. Let me see where he is. I hope I can remember where. Dinner Party Lessons. Right, this is the one. And he produced a video podcast.
Hello, this is Jonathan Finkelstein, and this is The Real Time.